I liked you better with glasses.
Too bad. I like me better without them.
Hey, pretty fans. Welcome to another episode of the Better With Glasses podcast. I am your host, Vicky Pazalia, and with me, as always, is Casey.
Hey, hey.
And today, we are back for another Other Conrads episode.
The return.
This was your idea to go through, basically, in a nutshell, all of the other guy characters that I root hard for.
Right.
And we've gone through Dawson's Creeks.
Pacey Witter.
We went through Gilmore Girls.
Jess Mariano.
And today we're doing Never Have I Evers.
PHY, man. Paxton Hall Yoshida. A little bit of a newer person. Kind of like three different timelines here. You have like the 90s with Dawson's Creek.
Yep.
And then like the 2000-ishes with Gilmore Girls. And now we're into current present times with Never Have I Ever. Although it's not returning, I wouldn't say ever. Okay, maybe. Who knows? But the show is done.
As in, you're saying there won't be a reboot?
I don't know. I mean, could be like, you know, sometimes you get a movie a couple of years down the road.
Yeah.
Could be something like that.
Like a, let's see where our characters are at.
Yeah.
I don't think they will. We'll talk about it, but
I don't know.
Paxton was already like 30-something playing.
True.
Playing a high schooler.
Yeah.
And it barely worked. So as they age, I don't know. I think Maitreyi is going to look older. True. And then he's going to look like way older.
Yeah, they really fucked him over in the last season with the writing. We'll talk about that.
We'll get there. But Never Have I Ever, we like the show so much, we actually did a bonus episode. So if you didn't listen to the bonus episode that we did on the actual show.
Right. It seemed like there was some overlap that you thought that, I guess a love triangle. I mean, it's probably pretty obvious. If The Summer I Turned Pretty were on Netflix, it would be in like more like this column. If you were to, you know, I think they'd be like suggested searches for each other.
I think so.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, shout out to Siri, who's a listener.
Oh, but not Siri on the old voice command.
Not Siri, Suri.
Oh, like Katie Holmes' daughter.
Yes, exactly.
Like that.
So we were
shout out
already
Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, shout out Dawson's Creek. So we were already in our Summer I Turned Pretty rabbit hole. And one of our listeners was like, oh, if you love this show and you like the whole love triangle thing, go watch this show. And I think she said, go watch this show and tell me which team you're on.
Yeah, it's definitely a lighter show, a little bit more of like a
comedic.
Oh, way funnier.
Yeah.
Way funnier than The Summer I Turned Pretty. You can plug on certain episodes of Never Have I Ever and just kind of pick up wherever.
Yeah.
Like kind of episodic type deal.
Kind of. It's quick. It's like 25 to 30 minute episodes.
It's more in the sitcom kind of archetype than Summer I Turned Pretty.
Well, produced by Mindy Kaling.
Hey now.
Of Office fame.
And Mindy? What's her other show called? Mindy, I think.
The Mindy Project.
The Mindy Project, yeah. She's hip to that game.
Yeah. So when I first watched Never Have I Ever, I would say I was in on Paxton Hall Yoshida episode 2. I think by the end of episode 2, I was intrigued.
Maitreyi, amazing lead. But of the love interest, I think he jumps off the screen a little bit. And we had just seen him in a Christmas movie we watched. So Darren Barnett. Like some familiarity with like the face and all that.
Yeah.
And
well, what's different between the other characters and Paxton Hall Yoshida is Pacey is kind of like glib and moody.
Mm-hmm.
Conrad is definitely broody and like, at least in season one, like, again, not the bad boy, but just kind of like gives no fucks about anything.
He's blowing that tree down, filling up cups to the top of Chardonnay.
Okay. There's something going on with him.
I think he's a badder of the boys, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, there's something going on with him. And then Jess Mariano was literally like
Leather jacket,
guy from Bonds, New York. Yeah. And Paxton Hall Yoshida, because it's set in high school, is just like
the playboy.
The jock playboy. which you've seen that character many, many times. But the real quick entire premise of the show is this Indian girl in high school who basically commits to, I was going to say this bit, but she actually turns it into her life. She's very, very smart. She doesn't let go or dumb down her smartness, so to speak, mm-hmm. at all. But she and her friends commit to doing all of these things that they've never done before. And one of those things that she commits to at the beginning of season one is that she is going to lose her virginity.
Mm-hmm.
And then based on like a quick turn of events where she had a really bad, I think it was freshman year, sophomore year when her dad dies, she's in a wheelchair. She's known as that girl, kind of nerdy, actually very nerdy. She comes back to school. She finds out that one of her friends has a boyfriend. She loses her shit and goes and asks Paxton if he'll consider having sex with her.
Mm-hmm. So that's where things kind of start getting kicked off.
Yeah.
And then it's established that there's another guy, her like kind of competitor for good grades in her class, Ben. And I think it's pretty quick to set up the potential love triangle.
Right. So people who enjoy the Never Have I Ever series, like the trope is enemies to lovers.
Totally.
Right? Like mm-hmm. that's that idea.
Yeah. And then there's like the trope of the, I feel like this is how it kind of connects to Conrad, is that it's the guy she's always been, the main character's always been pining over.
Mm-hmm. That she'll never think she'll get in a million years.
Yep. Like she even says at one point that he like, I know all of your classes, or I know your schedule, you know, like don't ask how I know that, but
yeah,
that's how much I care about you. That's how much I've been following you.
Yeah. And you know, this other guy, Ben, is in her class. She's also, she's known them both for a very long time.
Yeah.
It's just one of them she's kind of like watched from afar, and he's like captain of the swim team and like does all these sports and like parties and is with all these girls.
Also going to Stanford, right?
He's
hoping to go to Stanford.
He had a swimming scholarship to go to Stanford.
Maybe, you know, in the greater alternate universe. Party together.
Oh, there you go. Well, Peter in the To All the Boys series also went to Stanford.
Come on, let's get creative here, guys.
So the Ben and Davey. So, okay. Oh, we should probably establish the characters. Davey is the love interest.
Yep.
I'm sorry. No, Davey is the
main character
heroine. Paxton is heartthrob
Darren
guy.
Barnett, yeah.
Darren Barnett. And
Ben Gross
is the third part of the triangle.
The smart kid.
Who's the other smart kid.
Yeah.
In the class. And he's like supposed to be presented as like as nerdy as she is.
Yeah. So you have a good idea of who the people are. Kind of in a minute and a half, let's go through what happens.
Okay. This is me. Way easier for me, I think, than Dawson's Creek and Gilmore Girls.
Well, it was only four seasons.
Way more seasons. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So I'm going to try and do the summary to this show. Fill in where you need.
Okay.
In 2 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
Go.
Davey, Indian girl from California. She's like, you know, sophomore or something. A couple good friends. Great family. She's about to enter her sophomore year. She wants to take things to the next level, and she wants to start getting more out there. So she tells herself she's going to lose her virginity.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, she loved him forever. His name is Paxton. That's who she's got focused on for the virginity part. Meanwhile, she is like the best student ever. And the person that she's always going up against in school is this guy, Ben.
Yeah.
So that's the love triangle.
Okay.
There's the guy she always cared about, and then the dude who is kind of her academic competitor. Yeah. So all throughout season one, we're seeing the relationship grow between Davey and Paxton, mm-hmm. her dream guy. Cause she says, hey, I want to have sex with you. He's like, cool, let's do it. And then they're kind of, that first season's played out. Like, can we get to that? As season one ends, they are where?
As season one ends, Ben has just helped Davey with something that's really important. So she's all high on her feelings there.
Right.
Ben actually kisses Davey.
Yeah, but meanwhile, Paxton's coming to his senses and is like, yo, I kind of am getting feelings for this girl. So now season two starts, and she essentially has two boyfriends.
Yeah, she decides to date both of them.
Yeah, she's going to date both of them. But meanwhile, her mom is going to move to India, and she's taking Devi with her. So I'll just dump these two guys when I go to India. That doesn't happen, obviously. Now she's stuck with two boyfriends. They both find out. Now she has zero boyfriends.
Ironically, they find out at a going away party that she threw for herself.
Right. So now that all happens. Ben moves on. Paxton moves on for a little bit, but then he's struggling in school and he's about to lose his scholarship. So he finds Tudor.
No.
Okay.
No. Huge part that we missed.
Go.
While he is finding out that Davey cheated on him, he runs out of the party, gets hit by a car.
And it's her fault.
And it's her fault.
So now he
loses his scholarship because he can't swim.
And the only way that he can get a scholarship is to get good grades. Enter Davey, who's going to tutor him as a way to repay him for getting him hit by a car.
Yes.
Okay, so that's what happens. So they start growing closer together, as you know, some might think it's love, some might think it's friendship. We don't know. And Ben has a new girlfriend.
You forgot about the part where at the end of season two, Paxton big romantic gestures Davey, and they actually get back together. And this time he formally acknowledges that she is his girlfriend. So then we fast forward to season three. Davey and Paxton are actually together, very cute couple. And he's not a jerk. Her friends become his friends.
Oh, it's
his
glorious.
Friends are like now also dating some of her friends. It's a really good
Trent.
Trent and Eleanor. It's a really good thing they got going on. Everybody can see it except for Davey. So Davey flies off the handle because she's jealous of a friend that Paxton has that is in fact just a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole theme of she's not ready for a boyfriend, or she doesn't really like herself and she needs to grow as a person before she can be with him, comes up. He breaks up with her. She's devastated. She ends up moving on to another Indian guy.
A third guy, the square in the triangle, but only for a couple episodes.
Yeah, so it's actually pretty nice because he is as smart as she is. Maybe a
good mix
smarter
of the two guys.
Yeah, he is quote-unquote hot, like Paxton.
His name's Dez.
And he's Indian, so her mom actually approves and gives her the blessing to date for the first time, not knowing that she's already dated. So Dez and Davey break up for reasons we don't have to go through. And then at the end of the season, Paxton's up there because he's graduating. He dedicates his speech and all of his success to Davey. It's supposed to be a romantic moment. It's not a romantic moment because Davey isn't feeling it.
Davey ain't feeling it no more.
But who is she feeling?
Ben.
So she's supposed to go off to the Shrublin School, which is a school for really academic accomplished kids. And Ben's like, I'm going to miss you so much, but you got to go. And that kind of perks Davey's ears up because she does still have feelings for Ben.
Mm.
Except, I don't know what's up with this girl, but she always wants to enter into these relationships with like sex first, which is kind of funny, mm-hmm. right? So she's like, I like Ben. I'm about to go to this school. And she takes him up on an offer that he made a while back of like a one night stand type situation.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a way for them to get back together. And it worked.
The audience knows that both sides have feelings for the other person, but they're entering into this, let's have sex.
Yep.
They have sex, cut to the beginning of season four.
We find out that they officially did it.
Yes.
And now
awkward as hell.
Yep.
Yeah, because we later find out that it was both of their first times.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows how to deal with the situation.
Yeah.
And they're both also like immature in relationships. They don't know how to enter into a relationship. They don't know how to fix the awkwardness. So they both just kind of put their guards back up and decide to be friends and not deal with it.
But they do end up together at the end of season four.
At the end of season four, Ben, big romantic gesture, flies back from Columbia to a wedding before Davey leaves to go to college and professes his love.
Yeah. Paxton, unfortunately, in season four is pretty much Davey's over him. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And they hurt his character by making him a loser. But yeah,
we'll get there.
This season, he kind of got killed in season four. But yeah, so that's pretty much the wrap up of what happens in the show.
That's the wrap of the entirety of the triangle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, although we just spoiled a bunch of stuff, if you have not watched this show,
oh, it's so funny.
You definitely should watch the show, right? If not, because I'm curious as to how many Team Paxons and how many Team Bens there are.
I don't know what the world says, but just I would say it's got to be like an 80-20 split.
Paxton to Ben?
I would say. Just like by my like.
Well, okay. So we'll get into our why Paxton part of the episode. You know I like Paxton, but while we were watching it, did you know I liked Paxton?
I think I don't see. He's like, you're kind of forced to like him. He's a good guy. He's a got a lot going for him. Good looking guy. Nice to Davey.
Yeah.
Courteous. You know, it's like, yeah. But the show is also pushing you there.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, because what you think is supposed to happen, or what normally happens in these types of shows, is that the jock is actually like really, really mean
mm-hmm.
to the nerdy girl and then eventually comes around.
Yeah, no, he's pretty nice.
And he's really, he's really nice from the get-go. A lot of his mistakes are more so that she's so inexperienced and he's so experienced that like he really does treat her like how he treats a lot of his other girls that he's been with. Mm-hmm. The problem is that he's never really been in a serious relationship. So how he treats other girls in general is like not great,
right.
but he's not mean to her by any means.
But so I feel like this show kind of pushes you to Paxton early on, but then they are going to subvert your expectations and not go with the obvious choice and go more with the friendship over looks kind of guy.
Yeah. Well, I would say, so like Team Paxton is, he is attractive.
Mm-hmm.
He is popular.
Mm-hmm.
He actually, when they peel back the layers of the onion, they show his family.
Yeah.
They show his dad. They show his mom. They show his grandfather and how
nice. Oh, that guy, Oji-chan.
He's so nice to his grandfather. His sister.
Yeah.
His sister has Down syndrome,
mm-hmm.
right? And he's like super nice to his sister Becca. It's like he is such a well-rounded character.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like if they were intending for her to be with Ben, which you can kind of guess that that's where it's going to end up,
yeah,
from the jump, that it's almost like they did his character too well and pushed a lot of the fandom to him if he was supposed to be like eventually a throwaway character.
Yeah, I mean, it would be like if Summer Turn Pretty went with Jeremiah being the final guy.
Yeah.
And because it's like Conrad is to Paxton because it's always the one that's up on the pedestal. Like, I want to get with this guy. And
well, because Belly's journey is, it's very similar, right? Because Belly and Conrad are in a relationship. Same thing,
mm-hmm.
right? They have to learn how to be in a relationship with each other. Belly is pretty immature about the relationship.
Yeah.
And she admits to it. She's like, oh, I like, had I known that you actually cared about me, I would have.
Yeah.
Right? She says all that stuff. So it's kind of like they can't be together their first time around. And that's how the Davey Paxton relationship ended too. Like, yeah. I think if those two came together when they had both matured a little bit, it totally would have been different
set. Agreed. But from like a far away view, it's like Conrad and Paxton are the guys that's always the main character always had wanted.
Right.
But
there's a friend.
But there's this friend who, like, you know, they did some stuff with this in the TSITP books about, you know, Jeremiah and Belly were like, had like a friendship. And it would be if they played that out the same way, because Ben and Davey are like, they've been fighting over the grades for years since they were in like second grade. So they have like that long history of connectedness, where Davey and Paxton's connectedness is more like one-sided.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay, that's fine. But it's kind of like, for me, at least, it's kind of like with sports. And I tell you this all the time, like, especially March Madness time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I make a bracket, half the time, I'm just, like, picking random shit.
Yeah.
You know? When I go to watch the game sometimes, I'll admit, because I also fill out, like, a lot of brackets.
Speaking of, all my Purdue fans out there going to the Final Four.
Yes? Oh, my gosh!
Yep.
The last time they went to the Elite Eight, we knocked them out. Sure. So, and they played really, really well. So I'm happy that they won today. I digress. Sometimes I fill out so many brackets and I'll choose different teams in different brackets because I'm not really tied to it in any way.
Yeah.
That said, sometimes I'll sit down to watch a game and based on the plays that are made or based on how I'm feeling that day, I'll find myself deeply caring about one of the two teams. And that's the team I end up rooting for.
Sure.
That makes sense?
Yeah, totally.
So even though I wasn't anti-team Ben, the same way that I remember clear as freaking day when I was watching The Summer I Turned Pretty, I didn't really care about Belly and Conrad until the 4th of July episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like when I saw Jeremiah like shoot the firework off at them, the amount of like anger and like frustration that I felt was big.
Okay.
So the same thing happened in Never Have I Ever at least like three times. Okay. The first time, was when, what is it? It's when she gets bit by the coyote.
Coyote girl.
Coyote girl. And he comes and is like super nice to her. He comes to the hospital and sits with her. And they become friends, but he friend zoned her. But for me, I was like, this thing has legs because Ben is still doing the childish bullshit of like picking on her.
Yeah.
Like he's really mean to her. He calls her an unfuckable nerd. Literally. to her face. It like says some pretty like mean shit to her. So now that Paxton has elevated himself and is actually like being her friend, like good friend,
right.
I'm like, happy, now we've got a shot. The next time is when he kisses her after she falls in a pool at a party. She falls in the pool at a party. Everyone's laughing at her. He picks her up out of the pool, takes her home, and he kisses her. Great. Yeah. The third time is when, after they're studying in season two, probably, I mean, if you put it up with the best moments, like the Pacey, I bought you a wall moment, for me, the window. So she is in her room. He texts, hey, what are you doing? He does not give her a you up text. It basically is. He basically says something like, can I come in or can I come over or something? And then he knocks on the door. He comes in. It's like raining outside. He goes through the window and they kiss.
Uh-oh.
And the song is Glass Animals' Heat Wave.
What a jam, huh?
And it might be the most perfect. It's like, it's literally the most perfect like beat drop as they kiss.
Oh, yeah.
As I can remember. It's really, really good. Really, really good.
And I think about you.
Right. And it's so good that I can hear the team Ben's screaming, no, at the same time that team Paxton's are like, yes. Okay. And that's how I was.
Good transition. What would team Ben say to give their case for that side?
Okay, well, what I'll say about the show in general is it depends on what you're trying to do, right? So the same way that we can't sit here and judge Jenny for how she wants to tell her story, right? Like the Never Have I Ever story is the enemies to lovers. And if that's what you're going with, that's fine. Just don't create a character as great as Paxton for him to end up with no one.
There was this girl in fifth grade or sixth grade, and we had like a relationship like that where we would, I don't know, I was mean to her or she was mean to me. And then our teacher's aide came up to us one day and they were like, you know, from what I can tell, the people who you're the meanest to are the people who you really like or so, or who are going to end up together or something like that.
Yeah.
And we're like, ew.
But we've obviously seen stories like that too, right? It's like when you're young and childish, it's like, oh, if a boy like pushes you down on the playground, it means he likes you. And it's like, because you don't know what else to do about your feelings or your hormones.
Yeah.
Now, that said, they have, so Team Ben's would say, Ben is also a really good guy, right? So they do these like POVs for each of the guys. I think you said this earlier. And you find out that like he has all this pressure on himself, or he puts all this pressure on himself to go to a good school, to do really well. His family is like barely there.
Yeah, shout out Angela from The Office.
So yeah, his parents, his mom is like basically a trophy wife, I think, because she's always jet setting. And like his dad is very successful, but is traveling all the time. Remember NBAgeless?
Oh God, yeah.
My dad just launched a product line. Yeah. So he's overall nice, and he isn't a dick to her all the time. And they have a lot in common, and they set their goals the same way, and their standards for school and academia are very high. And he does have moments where he also shows up for her in her time of need.
Right. It's like
he, like, when she's fighting with her friends, he like brings her friends back, her and her friends back together. She needed to book it to, I think it was Malibu, to spread her dad's ashes after she was a jerk to her mom, and he was there for her.
Like, when the chips are down, he's there.
Yeah. So there's a bunch of times where
you could argue that he may have just had some fortuitous timing and fortuitous, location, where he was. Because right. Paxton's just as good of a guy. I think he would have done whatever, in the spur of the moment if.
Yeah. Yeah. It was presented to him. Okay. So that's like the Team Ben's being positive on Ben. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot, because I've read a lot about this, there's been a lot of Team Ben's who shit on Paxton.
What are the cases for that?
It's like the anti the summer I turned pretty logic, which is like, oh, he never noticed her. He is
what
a player.
Okay, but
he is.
If you, it was it worse
he
to
he was embarrassed of her.
Is it worse to have never noticed someone or been mean for 5 years?
Right. That, I mean, that's my
opinion. Right, like
that's my opinion.
A zero positive, zero negative for 5 years, or all negative for 5 years.
Right.
But
right.
Continue.
Exactly. So yeah, but they always latch on to the fact that like he was embarrassed to be seen with her, that he actually said that she wasn't of his like dating standards, things like that. That he's the one who broke up with her, which is fair, right? I think they have a soft spot in their heart because Ben got broken up with, whereas Paxton ended the relationship.
And Ben's great. I mean, like,
yeah.
But I think he'd be a cool person to hang out with.
I think they're both fine.
Yeah,
I think they're both great. And yeah, and I mean, we can talk about the killing of the Paxton character in season 4.
If I use
that as an argument, like Paxton couldn't even hack it in college, which is erroneous and stupid. So he couldn't hack it in college. He's definitely not as good at school as Davey.
Right.
He's kind of like book dumb, if you want to treat it that way.
Yeah, but she gets him, right as rain and into a good school.
Right, but then what I'm saying is the death of his character, they killed his character, bro, in season 4, and I was so upset.
Do you want me to do 5 minutes on how they killed his character?
Yes.
Okay, so.
Because you were as upset as I was, because we kind of went into season 4. I was going into season 4 cautiously hopeful. Like, I wanted them to end up together, but I really didn't think that the show was going to end that way.
There is a path, but the path they took, like,
cut it off where the triangle was over before it, even
the triangle was over before he wasn't needed in season 4.
Right.
Which
was so dumb. Like, you did such a good job building up a love triangle.
Mm-hmm.
And agreed. People like me that are obsessed with love triangles fell for it.
Yeah.
We fell hard for it. And I was all in. I was like, oh my God, Ben and Davey, she's moved on from Paxton. I wonder if these two kids will ever resurface. did they really have sex? Like, I was all in going into season four, like, I'm in this love triangle and I really hope that it's well formed and fully established and I can't wait to see who she picks. And like, three episodes in, I'm like, she's either choosing no one or she's choosing Ben.
Right.
Or they do some weird time jump. The only way it would have worked is if they did some like wacky ass time jump in season four at the very last episode, where maybe she ended up with no one, then they flash forward and
yeah,
surprise, she's with Paxton, right? Like, that's the only way they could have done it, which is, oh, by the way, how they did in Dawson's Creek. So I'm not mad at it, but that's, it's not that type of show.
Yeah. But the way they actually did it was to have him go away to college, but then they have him dropping out of college.
Yeah.
Like a loser.
Well, he drops out for the dumbest reason. He drops
out. He's not the coolest guy anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, because he couldn't hack not being the coolest guy.
It gave him like no emotional
no
competence.
Emotional. Oh my God.
And okay, so then it,
no
it has
coping. No
coping skills.
Well, he missed his friend.
Has been dropping out of school, and not only dropping out of school, but going back to your high school as a substitute teacher, which is, you can't have the coolest dude. You build this guy up as the coolest dude for three seasons, and then you have him dropping out of school and being a substitute teacher 1 year out of college right away. It killed the character as a cool guy. And then, like, imagine how, well, I guess they did touch on it. They made it, people like making fun of him and shit.
Yeah.
But it's like, man, you really took the gloss off Paxton's character. Like,
it felt like, I said this already, it felt like they knew the arc of the entire story from the beginning. And they were like, oh, fuck, we made this guy too likable. He's like an actual horse that's in the running now. And we did too good of a job with his character.
Now we're screwed.
That now we're screwed. Like, I would have rather him be more of a fuck up in season one and two, right? Like him to actually go through like a fucking up stage, kind of like Jess. Like, fuck up, fuck up, fuck up, fuck up. Like, doesn't quite get it together. Fast forward. Yeah. He's great.
It also takes away from the entire freaking tutoring stuff. They spent like five episodes on tutoring and then he drops out in like a third of an episode.
Yeah, he's like, he's think it's so fucked up. At the end of season three,
he's giving a speech.
He's giving a speech at the graduation and saying that he couldn't have made it, that he's a different person than he was, and he owes it all to Davey. And then we show up in season four and he is an associate coach and a fucking substitute teacher being made fun of,
yeah, by like sophomores.
It's incredible.
Is Davey worth it? The question we always ask here in these other Conrad episodes.
Of course she is. She, I, go ahead.
Okay.
Let
me say this. I defended Paxton all this time, but from like episode one, if I looked at the three of them, I would probably say that Davey and Ben probably align more together.
Oh, right.
Like, this is the, I don't know, this is a burying the lead here.
I totally understand where the show is going. I'm just like, why'd they have to do Paxton dirty?
Right, right. You did such a good job of telling Paxton's story.
Right.
Like, I don't know if Paxton's perfect for Davey, but Paxton's a better choice between the two is what I would,
right.
I would say. So I think Ben is more Davey's speed.
Right. Yeah. I don't mind that.
But she's also like a great, great character.
She's
so funny.
She is hilarious. She is a very strong female lead.
It's very strong. Like, the scenes with her therapist are great.
She is emotional. She's feisty. She like says some off the wall shit and like gives no fucks. She's nerdy, but she's like, what's great about her is like Belly, if we talk about the heroines for a second, right? Apparently I just like love triangles where the muse is a smart girl, because that's how I viewed myself in high school.
You were, that's not how you're viewed. That's facts, bro.
Well, no, I'm saying that's how I viewed myself. I'm not gonna say that's how people viewed me, but like, yeah, I like Joey Potter, I like Rory Gilmore, and I like Davey because I was also top of my class. Like, I was top of my class. I didn't really care about sports. I didn't really care about boys. I didn't care about partying, and I cared about being the smartest cookie in any room. Like, that's literally what I cared about. And
all opposite things for me. Exact opposite.
And I actually appreciate that Davey just like sets out on this journey to like bust through all of these things that she's never done before.
Isn't that a trope of other movies? Like Booksmart, don't they do that in Booksmart?
I think so, yeah.
And a couple other films. I feel like that's a...
It's a comment, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and like American Pie, too. They like make a pact to lose their virginities by prom or something.
Yeah.
But it is a common kind of trope in that.
It is, yeah, it's common. But she never loses sight. What I like about Davey is that she never loses sight of the dream, right? Which is to,
true,
you know, go to Princeton, get into a good school, and all this other stuff just like makes her high school experience all the richer, right? Than if she didn't come out of her shell and like start hanging out with the Hot Pocket.
Great name for a clique, by the way.
I know. So anyway.
Compare and contrast
to The Summer I Turned Pretty.
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Well, before we get into that, do you know why I like the Davey and Paxton relationship? I didn't know you when you were in high school. Right. I think we've had this conversation.
Yeah, we probably have had the conversation before.
I didn't know you in high school, but now that I do know you, I think that you were probably a Paxton in high school.
Right. I can get with that. I was never like
that. You hung out.
Too
you
big of a jerk.
You probably were an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me a check if this is right.
Mm-hmm.
You're an athlete. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You cared more about girls and partying, yep, and sports than school.
Check, check, check.
You could have done well. You could have done. Course. You could have done very, very well in school if that was your focus.
100%.
You went to college, not for academia, but to play sports.
True.
You did date, didn't you? Date like the smart girl,
mm-hmm,
in high school.
Yeah, always.
And even though you were Mr. Popular, you're really nice. Like, thank you, you don't really have a jerk gene. Like, you
get me on a basketball court.
You kind of like, you do admit to like being a part of the popular clique. Like, sometimes you do kind of like make fun of,
right,
like other cliques and other people and stuff like that, but like not in a mean, like really malicious way.
I don't think I was ever a bully.
Right. Right. So anyway, I always think about that and I'm like, maybe if Davey and Paxton met later on,
big fact,
when they were like 15 years, not 15 years, 15 years older.
Damn, we're old.
We are old. 10 years older. I think it's 10 years older. Yeah.
Yeah. 10 years older.
Yeah. About a decade later.
That makes us feel a little younger. Yeah. No, yeah. I totally agree with you.
Yeah. Like they're not incompatible. It's just,
no, they're very compatible.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, a lot of times the social constructs of high school can mess things up.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So comparing it to Summer I Turned Pretty, Conrad is a good student.
Right.
But also an athlete.
Right.
Belly is not the greatest student in this case.
She's smart, she's good at school. Davey is not an athlete, but Belly is.
Right. They took
Belly kind of like, it's like Davey has the spunk,
mm-hmm,
of like Taylor.
Yeah.
And the innocence and inexperience of Belly.
You can argue that Belly puts the relationships and sports above her school stuff from the little that we know. I think Belly's number one priority is
the Fisher Boys.
Yes.
I think that's just how we see it, because Never Have I Ever takes place day to day
in school. That's
in her life. We get to see her go to school, take the bus, this? Go home.
Did you ever fall asleep in class?
Never.
Belly did.
But she was grieving. Have you ever?
Oh, I fell asleep every day.
Have you ever lost a second mother? Then I don't think we have any room to judge.
I'm just giving them. Little examples of potential hints towards belly school prowess.
There is that, though. So
Penn State off the table, that's for sure.
They did take Penn State off the table. And we know Penn State is a very good school. There's grief and death in both, right? So Davey is grieving her dad. And she's trying to remember the life lessons, and there's some flashbacks to her dad, and Belly obviously has that with Susanna.
True that.
Both being taken care of by a great mother, actually great mother characters.
Big facts.
Right? Between Nalini and Laurel. What else? I mean, do Paxton and Conrad really have anything else in common?
Paxton and Conrad.
I actually think if you mix Paxton and Ben together, they kind of make a Conrad. Kind of admits to being nerdy, has his little stupid stamp collection, is an athlete, is good looking.
I'd say
that. And also is good in school.
Yeah, Ben might be closer to Conrad than Paxton.
Yeah.
Because he plays sports, right? I know he likes basketball.
He likes basketball, yeah.
I don't know if he plays it, but he likes it.
Yeah.
He's also wealthy. The Fishers are wealthy.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
What about Jer? I think the only commonality to Jer is just that, she's just a really nice guy. I mean, Jeremiah is nicer to Belly than Ben is to Davey, for damn sure. Because there's no,
That's true.
There's no bickering.
That's true.
I think that's kind of the difference is, Davey is, we get to be with Davey, like I said, in the real world. And we only really get to see glimpses of Belly and the Fisher Boys, the way that she views it, which is, if you really only look forward to the summer and seeing your crush and being around a really good friend, it's kind of like you segment that summer out. Right, everything looks forward to that summer, and when you're in those 3 months, it's kind of like there's a protective bubble around you.
Yeah,
because even Belly says she, until she started dating the two of them, she didn't know what she used to say. I don't know what Winter Conrad is like, and she was and it kind of makes me sick that they're probably girls that he's lending his jacket to if they're cold, and that when he is in his football games, he probably has girls cheering for him and all of this stuff.
That's from the book.
The book. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway.
Any final thoughts on our boy
Paxton HY?
Paxton HY and Never Have I Ever as a total show.
Just know that, just know that I'm really, really team Paxton. I'm not necessarily team Davey for Paxton.
Right. I can get with that.
But because I'm so team Paxton, I kind of want to shake Davey and be like, but he's so nice to you. where did it all go wrong? But really, I'm not really shaking Davey as much as I am shaking the writers.
Yeah,
I'm just like, what you the were, fuck?
This girl was definitely heavily devastated after after the end of the season. I've never seen you like that before.
I was so upset. I was so upset.
It was like a family member.
It was like watching a train wreck and not being able to get out of the way. Not being able to stop it, not being able to do anything about it, and just enduring it. Which honestly is how I felt. Season two. So season two, if you read the book, you knew how it was gonna go, you knew where it was gonna go, and it was still pretty painful to watch. My friends that I do my slumber party thing with.
Yeah.
So shout out to them, Ashlyn and Red Clovers. Red I don't think she's watched it maybe more than 1.5 times. She's like, I can't. It's just too painful. She's like, let me just go write my fanfic where I can do whatever I want with the character. Control it. And that, I mean, that is how I feel about the Paxton ending in Never Have I Ever. I'm like, give me a pen, give me a piece of paper. Like, I will rewrite this garbage. Don't worry, Paxton. I got you. We're gonna get redemption here. So
what's next on the docket?
Next on the docket in general?
Yeah. Well, and other Conrads, I guess.
And other Conrads. Ooh, next on the docket for other Conrads. You said that we were like halfway through. I think we only planned to do 5, didn't we?
Well, yeah. So at the halfway point of this episode, we would have been halfway through.
I gotcha. I don't know who the last one
is. Well, we can, I mean, it's not like we're any closer to
right.
The release of season 3. So.
Yeah, I know. They just started filming, so who knows?
We can probably squeeze a few more other Conrads in there.
I know, but who are my other Conrads?
There's Tim Riggins. There's a...
Definitely Tim Riggins.
There's a... I don't know if you want to go. Is there a love triangle in freaking Walk to Remember?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
She loves that story.
Oh my God, I love Walk to Remember. He is an other Conrad, though. He's such an other Conrad. I root so hard for his character. But there's no...
There's no... We can't do our questions.
Yeah.
There's no other team.
There is no other team.
We'll find some other shit.
Okay.
I think that does it for us here on this episode of Other Conrads.
Yeah.
At Better With Glasses Pod on Instagram. Vicky does a great job of handling that account, as you guys know.
Oh, you.
BetterWithGlassesPod@gmail.com. For any questions, comments, concerns, give us a shout there. Thank you guys for tuning in and listening to the show. All the support. We have more book club to come. We have more bonus episodes to come, I'm sure, as we wait for the new season to arrive, whenever that may be.
At least they're in production.
At least they're in production. Shout out to them.
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you next time.